must kasati. Finished. Miu. Echa de heim de kiyim. Vade es lahati mitam. No sentaba, no sentaba. A different story. Uchun mashavi de rimashal. Aber hech da de kushal isu. Lo shayach pe no sentaba, no sentaba nire. Da filu nuki. Asu. Bitzorachim bezeh. The answer that feeling of Vashel, of Vashel to the high shear offers me a clear, we have the other clear. But if they're going to be Kalash or Boss of the Kalash, Echam, they have nothing. Much contacted. Me, let's finish. Me, you. Echa, the Haim, the Kim. Vade, Shlahati, Mitam. No Sentam, but no Sentam. A different story. Uchun Mashavi, the Rimashah. I will have that official Isur. Lo Shayach Pe Nosen Tam Ba Nosen Tam Nire. Da Filu Nuki. Asur. But Tzorachim is there. Yes, Da Filu Levashel. Levashel Kul Lehai Shei Afus Min HaKli Vyavli Ala Kli. Uti Zegam Bekele Shabbos Vecholosh Echa Mehem Nuki Vecha Mehem Eno Nuki. Sha Nuki Asur. Vish Eno Nuki Tzorachim Ni Nema Kevin Na Nuki Nasa Nevei Lechose Veosar Hasheni Kevin Shemar Alaba Kopan. Our name is Ibid Amavasha Kuli Hai. Yes, Shahakim Mishneh, the Mokmashi Hesn Ruba. He near came in the Mavasha Kosh of Mamash Kabishal. Akimash Sharosh Aradura, and Chilik Einshah. So all of a sudden, notice how things change. First, we were talking about washing milk and flesh together in the same dishwasher, but it's Mavat Akas. Also, not a shock, but forget it, Charlie. No way. Not only that, what else does Shach say? Shach came to say that what? There's a really serious problem. That it would even, if it would be klishal iser, would actually after the, would after it, even if it were clean, even if it were clean, certainly if it's dirty, then for sure. That's a shock sheet. That's a shock. Nu, what's trying to ramah? What's trying to ramah? What's trying to ramah? So how do you send it out more? How do you send it out more? What, Ramal, that Eroi, maybe Ramal holds tackle like the use of a heter? That Eroi, what? Eroi is not Matul Mafia Kiyah. That's what I would say. You have no prayer. How else can you explain this, Ramal? Problem is, another Ramal. In Simon Tzadi Beis, Siv Zayin. Look at a long time ago. Take a look. In Simon Tzadi Beis, Siv Zayin, page 408. Last 2 lines on the page. The Kiluach Menachdeir Osaka Sheholach Osdeir Tzonenes Im nifsa ga ki luach menakadeiro aro tachas kodon shigia la tzona havi nami kikli sheni vim lo nifsa kavi ki irui vakadeiro atzonenes nesra im hayat soletis ba ki luach anogea vakadeiro va tafshu misoch ashari den irui o siraka de klip what's the thing over here? What's he saying? Eroi is for real. It's machmir by Eroi. By Eroi. L'chora. L'chora. Now, here's the problem. How to explain the Ramah? Well, can you really prove from here that Iru is Mavashal Mamish? From Siv Zion? From Tzadi Beis? You know, we see it from here that what? Iru is Mavliya, we know. Can you prove more than that? No, the effect of Iru is always looking like people that we know. But the question is, what effect does Iru have on today's people? Is it a bishul effect, or is it just a mavliya or mafli? If it's bishul, then it's mavliya and mafli. What do you say, George?
Well,
Doesn't mean it's vicious. Let's see. Wait. Sorry? Yeah, the Chavos Das. The reason why I asked you to look at the Chavos Das is because Rav Moshe calls it in his tshuva. But you didn't have yet. I feel if you look at the Chavos Das in advance, you get a bit of a preview. Can you tell from the Rambam? Not really, huh? Hard to tell. So, let's go further. The problem with the Shach, the one we just read. The Shach in Simon Sadi A we just read claims that the east of the head will shikasa. Why? Because the east of the head holds that what? That Iru is not Mavashim. There's a problem with that. Namely, east of Ehetah says it's not true. East of Ehetah seems to say that a Iwui is Mirash. It's a matter of the fact. What does east of Ehetah hold? You have the children? We need to do a quote. We need a quote on east of Ehetah. But Moshe quotes the Shach. And he quotes, one second. Where did he quote the comment? Oh, here it is. This is the Farish. This is the head of the Farish. Osir Laros Meshabbat Al Tavlin. The same place. Alma, Tomashu Gamma Vasha. Ridiculous. How can the Shach say the east of Ehetah holds? The what? Iru is not the Vasha. When he himself says he can't pour water on spices on Shabbos, is he clear that it is the Vasha? What do you mean maybe? No, maybe. What? Whatever it is. Explaining.
How can you bring
a rabbi to call the official to... Tabla Kaddish. Tabla Kaddish. You put it in your life, put it into a Christianity pastor. Not. This is the problem. What? This is the problem. This is the problem. No, but the Shach claim that according to the Vahetha, he is not Mavashal at all. Not even an iota, nothing.
The
assumption we have an equation between Bishul and Matan of the Kiyaka. Those two go together. Right?
But Shabbos?
Shabbos! We're talking about Shabbos. You don't need it, but whenever you have Bishul, you have that. Those two go together. That's the assumption we're making throughout. But what does Bishul mean? It moves time around. Cook chicken or soup. Matan of the Kiyaka. Take the taste out of the chicken and into the soup. Into the water. That's what's called Bishul. That's Bishul. So the Chavos Das says like this. Chavos Das talking over here. The following itself. Chavos Das asks the question the following way. In Simon Sadi Bays, when we just saw the Simon Sadi Bays, what do we have? What do we have over there? You have water pouring. After the Kedera, why? Because why? Irim Eklirishim. We just saw that, Tzadi Bet. Was in Tzadi Hey, the Shach quotes the Issa Veheter. If you pour from a Kli Issa onto a Kli Heter, it does not Aser. It does not Aser. What does it mean that it's not Aser? We saw the Sivkot Yud Chet over here. Take a look. Sivkot Yud Chet Dira, Kasa Batara's Kaddish, Shem Hashem Yisav Heta. Now, Fila Bemar, Meklishal Isser, Aklishal Heta. And let the rock Hakli Sheba Kilua Ha'iri Olo. Only that Kli is us. But other Kalim, Awad, are Muslim. Whereas in Simon Sadi Beis, there are Muslims to say that even Kilua Shenizcha Kirat Sonenes, Asa Dictarium. Okay? That's a theory. What's the Rama? What's the lesson of the Rama over there? Here he says, one second. How is it that we're talking here about this called Gabakira Tzonenes? In Sadi Beis? Somebody proved it. Doesn't say the parish number, does it? That doesn't prove it. It's going, it's Nizchak Abikira Tzonenes. Somebody proves it. Nizchal. What does Nizchal mean? Creeps along. Creeps along. No, it's coming along. It's coming in a, instead of it flowing in midair, it's floating on a... Somewhere or other... What am I talking about? It is true. Oh. He quotes it from a tax. Chavav. The reason why I don't know what's going on over here, guys, because all this is in Ramesh's Shuvah, and I wanted to cut the Ramah Kama short, so I figured whatever's in Ramesh's Shuvah, I won't put it on separately. So I realize now I'm talking to you that there's some piece of information missing. Okay. So look it up over Shabbos. Look over here. So it says over here, in the Ramah again, Kiluach menakzera rosachas sholach alkzera tonenet, in Nizra, Kiluach menakzera rosachas tonen shigil atonen, havi namish klisheni, says the Taz. Nil is chavav. Nil is daiti. There's a nami davka she'ein amokom ahu roteach. Ve'ein ayat toledes. The lo came havi kikli rishon. V'kumar shekasu b'samach. What does that mean? I thought that meant thing where it lands on. No? But Moshe writes over here. Let's see. Well, the best thing to do is let's take a look at the Chavis Daat that Ramesh quotes, okay? And Simon Sadi Bey should start with Chav Gimel. Right, that's the problem, that's the case. That's what we're trying to come at. We'll arrive at the conclusion. Here, the Chavis Daat says it, but how does he know it? Sadi Beis is called Chav Gimel. Vim lo nitzah kiluach is called Chav Zad. V'yav she nizchal al kira tonenes kodem shigi al abosor lo amina she nizkar me'atato keva na kiluach v'kusher adayin v'kli arishin eina manicha l'izkar keina b'chumas adeshin. What's he saying? So what? Even though it's coming on a cold pot, we don't say it's cooled off, it's still connected. That's even a lechori eras diur l'dem isav eter shekasav as elashono also kli she'ena iru bo b'tchilas hatnituk v'zeh lo armina she'ayiru k'kli rishon v'ena mevasha v'gam b'shabbat and also l'arat haros v'mak al tablu av b'tziru lo p'chepot av ha'shach sivu sari heisiv kod yinchas just wrote him sort a minute ago. As a stira galuya, as far as this is concerned, it's iwi on shenizchal, but nizchal, what's the law? Is it mafter mavliya kiyachad, or is it not mafter mavliya kiyachad? That's the question. Chavis Daat raises. That's the question. If you have Iruy, and it's a hot thing pouring along a cold surface and falling on something, what effect does it have on that something? Can it cook that something? In which case it can also be matam of the Kiyakod, or can it not cook that something? In which case it cannot be matam of the Kiyakod. A steer. Here the Truma Sedeshin can cook it, can be matam of the Kiyakod, and the Yusuf. Excuse me. And the Yusuf of the Hedda says, no, it cannot. It's a steer from one to the other. And it should be possible like both, presumably. Yeah, well, presumably, if it goes along a cool surface, it gets cooled off, more so than if it goes through the air. Ah, question. We discussed this a little bit a few weeks ago. But look at the Chavos Das Teretz over here, very instructive. L'chein nireh. After Truma Sadeshen v'arav lo ka'ami rak, sheno yochol iskar me'atato, me'achashat tipa, achmono yena manicha, rishon iskar, k'mosh kosh Truma Sadeshen, shom b'tshuva and shom. Biyachol ahavlit, oh lahavliya. Avol b'hamodin, shebevada eino yachol levashel. The levashel eino yachol rak mashiyesh to the falat on the kalam also with the vision to the falat of mukhmu ba'or. Kamash kaza tos the shabbat of men. Shbetam shak the vision levashel of hakhtin and tumas adesh of arab shebekan. Eino the falat of kalam also adrevish the falat of akaro. Rakshat people say the manichos is kare and levashel. Rakshim Mavliya was what's Umi over here? Umi means Matlis. Kamosh Lishani the Rab, Yama Ilo Gava. Shazvaya lo Niskar me atato. The Chom Kibishna of the Hafen of Mavliya. Shilachim of the Rab, the Klishani, Enem of Asha. Kevin, Shannon, the Fanat and the Karos. Chen Kos of the Mechas Yaga, very important. We discussed it once before. The Dava Gush Ashi, Yesh Lo Din Kli Rishon Lo Hamar Shal, she discussed, if you recall. Ein Ha Mevashel Mikli Shein. Excuse me. Ein Ha Mevashel. Even though the Dava Gush is a treated as a Hamar Shal, it's Lahaflit, or Lahavliya, but not the Mevashel, against the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah calls the Chumar Vashal of Kli Shein, and the Chumar says, Machal Hamar Shal, Dava Gush. He says, that's baloney. Mashal never said it. True. Mashal never said it. Mashal never said it himself by Hichl Shabbos. He's going to grow close to Mashal in Hichl Shabbos. But the Mashal never said it. The Mashal never said anything. It's not a Vashal. Because can offer Shesh with a field to find out the Makaro. Because can Shesh with a Vashal. Therefore, the Svar of Senet, Rak in the Shem Mavliya, all Mavliya, all Mavliya, Avalol in the Vashal. Period. This is what he says. This ends in the steerer. Why? Because the simon tadi hey, the vina shi a mafla mavliya ki echad, shizel pul official, the kol shi a mavashla in a mafla mavliya ki echad, like in the shah, kain in Shabbos, mutter. Mutter. That's in tadi hey. But in tadi bay, we don't need mafla mavliya ki echad, therefore it's also. So what's the bottom line of the Chavos Das? That if you have a Iruy, Shenizcha Lagabekira Tzonenes, Velo Nifzika Kiluach, what's the halacha? It's Maflit, yes. It can even be Mavliya, yes. Can it be Mavashel? No. Can it be Maflit, Mavliya, Kiyechaz? No. At the same time. Well, if you have flashes in the middle, how do you ask it? Well, ask it by taking out of one and putting it into another. You got it so far. This is the Chavos Das you saw. I feel bad. Some of you may have never seen the Chavos Das in advance. If you look it up now, you'll figure it out. Very important Chavos Das. Simon Sadi Bey, Sukkot of Gimel. Right, in Sadi Hey, we're talking about answering from one to another. But in Sadi Bey, it's just pouring one onto another. Not talking about taking anything out. You're not pulling anything.
It's not Mavliya Mavliya, why should it be
Asher? No. Talking over there.
No.
Talking there about milk is pouring on fleshes, or tarp is pouring on kasher.
Right.
Don't have to be Mavliya Mavliya. Don't take out and put in. Just what's coming out goes in, it's finished. This Mavliya, that's all. That's right. It is. It is Mavliya. Iruish and Nifsek, Iruish alone lifts Gakiluah. al shenitzcha gabekiris on eretz chavetaz is mavliya. But it can't be mavliya.
The problem is that the fact
that
instead of being
mavliya,
they're both coming out at the same time.
That's one tarihei. Okay. This is what the Chavazdah said. Atan divrei Chavazdah. Okay? Very nice job. Atan divrei Chavazdah. Memela. Okay? Memela. We're saying the Ramah, right? Simon Tari Beis, he's talking about Mavliya, and then Simon Tarei is a Mavliya of Mavliya. Only one problem. One problem. No, somebody should jump on this problem. Somebody should jump and start screaming. One very serious problem. As I was saying, I was really the problem. Luckily, I see our mother took care of it. The Chiddush only takes care of it. What's the problem? I'll read you the Ramah one more time. You tell me the problem. You tell me the problem. Okay? One more time. Aval, when I get to the word, when I get to the phrase, you jump. Aval, back here, study ahead. Aval, im ira mayim roschim she'enon shel basar velo shel cholov al kelim shel basar v'shel cholov v'yachad v'afilu shuma davuk v'hem. No one's jumping. So the jump through the roof of the base medrash. I feel a shuma davik them. What are you hacking a chanting mouthful of Mavliya Kiyachot? What mouthless? What mouthless? If there's no shuma there, then that's what has to be mouthful of Mavliya. The Chavazdah starts good. What shuma? Where's shuma? What mouthless? There's shuma over here. Ah! Boah Shekivadza. From Moshe the Chiddush go. I wouldn't say it on my own. But Moshe says, what happens? Ma'atun Mavliya Kiyachas, Halacha Noshe Mitzinai, called Ma'atun Mavliya Kiyachas. What it means is, the water of this condition, where it's Iwe, with Nisqa, etc., cannot do two things at the same time. Even a Malach can do two things at the same time. It cannot be Ma'atun Mavliya Kiyachas. Says Rav Moshe and Rav David, it's the same thing. The same as it cannot be Ma'atun Mavliya Kiyachas, so too, it cannot be Mechameim u'mavliyat yechod. That's what Moshe's Kiddush. Over here there's Shuma, but the Shuma is cold at the beginning. So therefore, the same as the Chavazdah explained, it cannot be maslin u'mavliyat yechod. It cannot be mechameim u'mavliyat yechod. He says, you have to say that shot in the shot. Oh, the shot makes no sense. Because the shot is talking about over here, explaining that it's not maslin u'mavliyat yechod. We saw before, the shot is cut in cuffs. What? Talking about Shuma. No? I also explain. Look at his head. The shop in the fourth wide lot. If he's the head that the Mati hit your feel the Shuma double cram, I am a Shuma the Ugla Tame, the Swir the Iwe and of a Vashal, the low Mati Mavli Kiyaka. I feel they creep up. What? But it's Shuma here. What's he talking about? We should have jumped and saw this originally. Should have jumped on the shop. So Moshe is Mechadesh, the Pshat is the same way as it's not, again, as it's not what? As I'm not Mavliya Kiyachot, so too, it's not Mechadesh Mavliya Kiyachot. What? Then you have a problem. But that's a very rare case. Hot dish and you're pouring water on, that's almost never happens.
Why can't the meat, the water, the hot water is going into the tank, then the, you have the Shuma, water at one stage makes it hot, and the other stage
is not clear.
It can't be
careful,
but it could be a
two-stage. Means once, I have a lot of water pouring, so now at time zero, it'll warm it up, and then time a minute later, it will be not clear. That way, don't say.
You
said the
one thing is the hot, it's keeping its heat, it's not losing its heat.
Yeah. But you lose it. It does lose it. Dissipate by the cold, the warmth, so it didn't dissipate. Okay. There's only one problem. So far, so good.
I mean,
wait, slow.
Would you make a distinction between the
Moses, we'll talk about that. Rav Moshe is about the dishwasher. You saw Rav Moshe, the ones you did see.
Yes.
But the shishim, I don't understand that at all. You saw Rav Moshe with the shishim, the dishwasher? I couldn't figure that out. Don't explain to me on Sunday what's going on. But before we get to that, Rav Moshe is one kasha. She cannot answer. That's a shock you test. Here is God concerned. We saw before. The Shach Yitzchak says, "Because of the Tatas, Shom B'Shem Osiv Hefer, Tafilu B'Marev Mikli Shel Iser Al Kli Shel Hefer, Ein Lesser Rak Hakli Shavu Kilu Achayiri Alav." Fek Rav Moshe Gaval. If I'm pouring from a tray for pot, right? Mikli Shel Iser Al Kli Shel Hefer. Mikli shel isur, al kli shel heter, it's gehakta tzaris. Why? I can explain. Look, chorus is the same explanation. I'm pouring from on kli A, and it's passed by kli A, lands on kli B. So kli B is mutter. So what are you going to say? The same tzaris, right? It's irui shel onizka kilua, shel nizka gabi kivir tzanenes, kli A. Doesn't have to be, right? Same tzaris, right? It's the mountain of the kiyachas, right? Wrong. Why is it wrong, David? It was already mastered a long time ago. The flota for Yusuf and the Kli Yisrael took place on the stove. That doesn't have to be done by the Iwi. I have a pot of hot water cooking in a ham, it's a ham pot. Such a term as this. Pork pot. I have a pork pot, ham pot. And I put water in it. Now, on the fire, I'm boiling hot water. Tell me, is there a flota for Yusuf yet? The chala days. On the fire. Then I'm pouring from this pot, I'm pouring the water onto A and then ultimately onto B. Why shouldn't B be usher? You'll tell me, is that mafsid avdei kiyachad? Already was mafsid a long time ago. This water doesn't do two things. Or it's do one thing. But mavliya, the water which had already been absorbed, had already taken the taste of pork, it's mavliya into kli B. And it can't be mavliya into kli B. That's what we saw from the Shah, from the Ramon, Simon Tzadi Beis. Back to square one, the Kash and the Shach of Kod Yitches. Huh? No. No. Their shaft is only Kli A is usher, but Kli B is mutter, the shaft is in his head. Right, but the next one is mutter. Raka Kli Shabba Kilua Fa Iri Olof. No? Obviously, we're talking about another clearly, otherwise there's nothing to talk about. He's pouring on a bunch of.
Which one is mutter if there
are
only two pots?
Obviously, he's matter something. A lesser rock, but not something else.
If you pour on the first pot, and then you splash onto another pot.
Right. So Rav Moshe answers like this. I got the shock is worse off. Because the shock is the cotton test not here against the Ramah. The Kabahagani Matam is the cotton test. So Ramah writes like this. Achidish Gola. Based on the shock in Simon Samach He. Excuse me. In Simon Samach Hes, Siv Cotton Lamed He. You want to turn there? Because it was referred to already over here. Shock here, you saw. Refer back to Samach Hes. I'm illegal. Turn back for a minute. Okay? Kuf Mem Aleph. Comma. So the shock like this. I want to just read one line. Yeah. Sorry? Simon Kuf Samach Hes Sivkot Lamed Hey. See, at the very bottom of the page. It's like this. The Dochak loma the kan mairi shatana golas. What spelled before? The other kena the tzorak of the rabba go. Liel sifyut. Lo mikri iwi chinesaka kilua. Term also in Yudan. If you nisaka kilua is not considered iwi. As you see over here, the bottom line of the previous page. The Ramo. Lo mikri iwi elok shalom. Then pozak a kilua of mikri rishi. Shenaga lamata. Then pozak kvar. Lo mikri iwi. The eno ose. Right, which is not mafim of the akiyaka, presumably. Right? Because this is a kilua of the maf. It's not. Yes, like this. Or mechaber kosov kan beis the esposet. V'dochak loma the kan mairi shatarnagolas munachas b'machvas v'ira ala tarnagolas v'ala machvas b'yachad v'inyan shel iwi lo nifsa ela kiluach nizchal v'parmachas ala tarnagolas v'ala machvas v'shad aloshon lo mashma hoki la yo v'chizinon zeh because of a rab, and she does the show him in time, then he would quickly wish in mamish, she asked him, she yivla, zem is that? What's the shock sheet over here? So Marish says over here, the shock sheet is, that if something falls on one clee, and from that clee falls on another clee, even though it's considered one, even though it's makushar, it's all one long constant stream and flow, it's called Nifsaka Kilua. That's the shock. Didn't he say it? Did he say it or didn't he say it? He told me the truth. Ramesh said it. Did he say it or didn't he say it?
Even from the original,
the shock calls it Nifsaka Kilua. Why? Because he has a cash against the Ramah. Why the Ramah said it is, I am a Machaba 2 days. What 2 days? Apparently the Machaba is the shock of catching up. That if it goes from A to B, it's called Nisra Kilua.
No.
Even though it's not Nisra Kilua, in reality. It's still called Nisra Kilua.
Why is it called
Nisra Kilua? Wait, slowly. Ah, it's exactly the same as Kilua HaNizka LaKira Tamenet. It's exactly the same thing, the same as Tzias. The Ramesh says, no. There was no Hefter. I'll give you an example. I have a pot of hot water. And I have a cold piece of metal here, and then I have a pot. So I pour from here onto here directly. No bounce. What should I say about on a fly out of bounce? When we say that? Long time ago, that's true. It's on a fly. It's coming straight from the water, it's going here, and it's going straight out of the pot. That's Iwi Shalom Nisakilua Hashem Nizhara Makira Tanem. But, the Jermashim, shot in the shot. If it bounces from here to there, although it's not. No, the bounce, it doesn't, it's a continuous bounce, and it bounces right off without a break, right? It's straight. It's still called, according to the shock, Iwi Shenivstak HaKilua. That's the Chiddush of the shock in Simen Samaches, Sivkotan Lamed Hei. Mimela, that's what's in Sivkotan Yitzchas over here. Back in Simen Sadi Hei. Sifkot Yudches. Start back where you were before. Wait. So instead of saying, hey, Sifkot Yudches, what does Shach say? Feel of our Miklishal Isser HaKlishal Heter and let the Rak HaKlishal Bo HaKiluch HaHiri Olof. Why? Why are we here? What's the answer? What's it called? It's called Irui. What's it called? Irui. Shenizka Gamakira Sonenet, and what else? And Visha Nisaka Kilua. What about a Sukkot and Kof? What about a Sukkot and Kof? So why are they asking a Sukkot and Kof? For a moment, this is a big dochak, I think, over here. What's the answer of Sukkot and Kof? There are two dishes next to one another. How can it possibly be also? For a moment, they're talking about the water's pouring on both of them simultaneously. See, in this case, it's pouring on Klee A, and from Klee A rebounds to Klee B. That's called Nisaka Kilua. It's called Chatzin Ramesha. It's pouring on both Kalim. The hot water is pouring on both Kalim simultaneously. The problem which bothers me is, so what? I go from A to B and B to A, even though it's simultaneously. I have hot water, huge hot water. This wall, look at this. this wide of 300 water feet. Huge, tremendous pot. It's going only 2 kelim here and there. But so what? But the interrelation, it seems to me, should be the same as when it went from A to B. So, that's the problem. So when Moshe writes down, he says, there, Siman Tareit is on top, Shebekiluach Shu Al Shnei Kelim Mikzis Al Zeh, Ma'atunu Mavliya. That is Ma'atunu Mavliya. But if it goes from A to B, then it's not Ma'atunu Mavliya. This is somewhat difficult, as I said, but I don't bear but to accept Rav Moshe's Pshat, the Shachar knows the Pshat. You may ask, what is all this lumbus of Rav Moshe's Shuvah? You should all look up, by the way. Over Shabbos. What I just told you is a summary of Rav Moshe's Shuvah.
Well, for nothing?
No. The first three Anachim, really. 2.5, 3. And a fourth Anach tells what all this has to do with the kitchen sink, as I said. This is to do with the kitchen sink. So I haven't even touched that yet. You should figure out, based on what we said now, is the mutter to wash milchus and flesh dishes in the sink. The vas achas, the zeh hazeh, with a rack, without a rack. You should have to figure it out on your own. If you don't want to try, to look at Anav Dalas, and I'll tell you exactly what follows from all this discussion. If you already know inside out what I said today in the Shia, you don't need the Chavir over what the Chavir Dalas says, you can go straight to Anav Dalas. Anav Dalas is relatively short. It's really only one page, two pages worth. One double page.
It's the easiest one as well.
Probably the easiest one as well. Chavir Dalas, he quotes in Anav Aleph. Okay, Anav Aleph is the Chavir Dalas. Anav Aleph is the Chavir Dalas. No, excuse me. Anav Beis is the Chavir Dalas. Anav Aleph is the introduction. The one I read it to you here. Tzadi Beis is the Gimel. Anav Aleph is the introduction. Anav Beis is the Chavir Dalas. Anav Gimel is trapped in the shock with the skittish in the shock of Tzadi Chet Shittoto. Anav Dal is the sink. That's the breaking of the truth. I will recommend you should all make it your business to see. Okay. I'm getting back. No? Okay, so now that some of you have seen the Igros Moshe actually inside, you saw the how he analyzed all the information, and some of you may have even actually seen that Anav Dalas that comes to the conclusion. Namely, our sinks are okay. Why? You're allowed to wash in milchus and fleshik dishes in the same sink, bizarre chazer. I have lunch, I have milchus, and I wash milchus dishes. Then for supper, I have fleshik, I wash the fleshik dishes. No, it's all right. Why is it okay? Because, according to the Ramah, it's okay because you have a kibuach, you have a kiwi, and it cannot be mechamim and mavliya. Right. We're not even mechamim and mavliya. And then it bounces around. We just have a Moshe's lush in here. Anav Dalas, here it is. Nimtza. Where is it? Nimtza. I got a whole bunch of Nimtzas here. Nimtza Shah Sink. Afim Hoyashav Dava Be'en Mechala Vibosa Eno Nesa. Dina Kiluach Lo Holach Ala Be'en Elamin Asad. Lo nesa asha kiluach nizchal gam ala be'en. Rak ma kiluach holech mamish ala be'en nesa. Rak also mokum to the klipa. Ushara sink lo nesa klal. Alright? This is what he suggests. It should be mutter. Why? According to the Ramah, because it's not mechamim and mavliya. According to the Shach, it's called nivtak. Hakiluach, as we explained last time, the Manasha. Elam Arashek both suggests we should take Chumra Shneim. You hear what he says? V'chapter Machabes, v'chapter Ramot Chumra, it's called Lones Hakiluach. And the Shach's Chumra, that it came after the Mavliya. And maybe we'll put together a bunch of Chumras to make a Chumra out of it. Well, he says, it would still only ask in the following case. Still, even if you take both Chumras together, it would only answer if the following happened. This kiluach came, bounced off the milchik, the cheese, whatever it is there, hot water, you have to let it go, and fell onto a specific spot on the sink. And then Toch Meis Leis, again how water came, you have to let it go and fell on the grease and fell in that exact same space. That's Tavash, even, that would be the only case which would be Osir, assuming we, that we accepted the Chumash of both Ramah and the Shah, which might be contradictory in terms of not in logic, but in analysis of the various issues to be shown him, might be contradictory. Therefore, it's Tavash Shalosh Shchiach, and at the same time, no. No, it could happen exactly like that. Within less than 24 hours. But the likelihood is so small, and therefore, he's not worried. But then he throws in something else, which I think is a, I really have to want to talk it over with you guys. Then he throws in the idea that Butler B'Shishi. That's what I want to discuss. And even if it's, even if, so he says, and even if the worst case, assume the worst about everything, it's Butler B'Shishi. Habehare Pam Yesh Yosim B'Shishi Negar Aben. That's what he says. Then of course, if we have a rack, like we have a minute to put a rack, you know, a fleshic rack and a milchic rack, that makes it even more count, because then it's, I don't know, what's less likely that then all this is going to happen. It's still possible. You know, it's on the rack, it's still bang straight down, but he says it's a rack. Where is it? Wait a minute. Yeah, that's what he said. Pardon me. So he says that even assuming the worst, that the sink attack of it came trade, you lucked out, and within one 24-hour period, water came and banged off the fleshik and hit the sink. And water came and banged off the millers and hit the sink. And we'll assume like the chum of the shach and the chum of the ramah, how's going to sound in the tape? Assume all the worst. So the sink became trace, so it's trace, so what? But the dishes that I'm washing now on the rack are still kosher? What?
But if you put the dishes down in the sink,
then it's a problem, right? So Ramesh is saying, assuming the worst case scenario, we follow the Chum of the Shach and the Chum of the Ramah. Even though they might be contradictory. And assuming that this actually happened, that the milk and flesh is within one 24-hour period, they both bang into the same exact spot of the water, so the sink is trafe. So it's trafe, so what? We have a rack. Look, what if you move into a new, into a, an apartment? And the sink is trafe. Mamish from hand. You move into an apartment. The sink's been used there for 10 years. By a guy, you have hand. So what do you do? Buy a new sink? What did you do? What a new sink?
Rack.
That's it, rack. So even if the worst case thing becomes trace, so what? Use a rack, that's all. Yes. No, can't fill up the sink. Right. We're not discussing. Oh. But the yeah, if it got clogged up, which happens, you can be make on the ground of the squat. The cliché is not mapped above Leah, we assume. So the B'di'evet. So the start of the sink, the Chatchila, should not do in a trefa sink. I don't say you shouldn't do it in any sink, because yeah, maybe it should be chosha, this may have happened, who knows. So we shouldn't really, we usually don't, huh? Does anyone here, I'm just looking around. Does anyone here in your house, will you stop up the sink and do the dishes in the sink? In the dorm? You have two sinks. No, all right. Upgrade. Most people don't do it. They have like a Rubbermaid thing if they want to use it. You know. What about it? No, it's worse than the bottom. The bottom is a rack. It's not going to touch the bottom. It's going to touch the side, he said. I understand, but you don't want to be chosh. You're right, according to the worst. We're much not worried about that. Not worried about that. That's his tzak la'aloh. Only one thing bothers me. So it's treif. So the sink is, we assume the sink is treif. My mother was, when I was a kid, my mother was telling me, the sink is treif. I was saying when I was a youth, the sink is treif. No, you didn't, your mother never told you that, the sink is treif. Because the people who lived there before, they treif for meat. And they put it in the sink is treif. You have to have a rack, that's all. Fatik. What?
Not a
far fetched kashash. It's a thing of
tragedy. Yeah. No.
What's not far fetched kashash?
Saying, since the whole thing is on far fetched kashash, like productive, sure it's okay.
Right.
You know it's definitely tragedy.
Then what? What are you going to do? Buy a new sink?
So means you have to
come. So you can buy a new sink. If the sinks are built in.
So I still have like some of the sides or something. It should be good. And I'm straight. Maybe what
you do. Yeah. Whatever. You say Rosh has 16 different reasons to be matir. They just plus it has racks. Doesn't mean that the rack though is not a good heter. Right? The rack is and it often is dame and aza palm that mayim shayer de la sink, you give you out of kalim. So someone's gonna fill up a little bit. After the chatzchil the tov lizor the bal nefesh, mikol makom ein shem chashash for the ever after the bal nefesh. That could be only in his case. Maybe another case. Still he's pre-shaining. What are you gonna do? They're gonna buy in the sink. Now they're more stainless steel sinks. So now here, I fill the. Then I don't have this all that tinfoil and the contact paper. I don't have that. My wife, I put him. I don't look. No, we have racks. Sorry, she puts it in because her mother may come to visit her paper. And then I don't have this all that tinfoil and the contact paper. I don't have that. My wife, I put them in. I don't look. No, we have racks. Sorry? She puts it in there because her mother may come visit us with paper. Sorry?
I don't
want to
go.
Because what I mean, it goes basically. You figure out how much the value is in the top. You go just around to the top. You know. Goes over, under. You know what I mean? Boy, the sack of the Mr. Brewer, he has a lettuce for it. But you feel me half. To make sure it's really gesund, he has a lettuce bowl, you pour the biggest pot of boiling water. When that's combined with the ready hot water, that's how it's. So that's how it works with stainless steel. If it's earthenware sink, with a porcelain sink, it's cheres. So that's a serious problem. So then you can't really cash it. Well, you can buy a new sink. You can't really give me. What's your choice?
You should have covered.
Meat for the porcelain. Yeah, I would cover it. Chometz or machmer. Chometz or chometz. You know, machmer mashus and gam or machmer.
Yeah, sure.
You didn't grow up like that. You didn't grow up with Pesach. You grow up your tinfoil, contact paper, every trick of the book to cover every part of the thing. Sure. What? Modern family. Yeah. That's what Moshe says. But one thing I don't understand is a bit of a shish. I don't understand how you can come to this calculation. No, I need help over here. The bit of a shish is very important. Here he throws it as an afterthought. But in Tchela Gimel, he talks about dishwashers. So in dishwashers, what?
There's a whole question.
That's for the
special institution.
Dishwasher, wait a second.
That's for the machine, not the dishwasher.
Here we go. He has so many chubas on it, it's unbelievable. This chubas into our Gedalia Felder, one of the real, big Thomas Falcon when it's all right from Toronto. Well, I'm Moshe Skanim over here. And they have to have their own dishwasher, etc. He counts a tremendous calculation. He says, there'll be one, no matter how much falls in, it can't be more than what? 170 gallons of water that come on it in a minute. I don't understand. Why? Where did the minute come from?
I'm saying that when you're in the party, which is a big institutional thing, where you have a couple of orders that you have,
yeah.
And I'm going through, like on an assembly line or something.
Yeah.
They're saying that no matter how many gallons come in 1 minute, in other words, for each minute you have 170 gallons of water coming in, then the amount of kaolin that come in a minute.
Let me tell you what bothers me. I thought look have water coming in and going out. Right? The water spritzes on the fish and goes right into the sewer. Into the waste. So what I mean? 20 seconds later there's more water, 40 seconds later there's more water, 59 seconds later there's more. But the damage is already done, no? I don't see why you count the minutes. Why should the minute count? I don't understand. You have... Sorry? Well, that's what I'm asking. Why should that be a Tom Tzar? Even if it's Kiluch Shana Nifsa. Batla B'Shishim is Batla B'Shishim. Right now I have Shishim in the pot. Let's say I have Shishim in the pot, and I'm pouring water into a pot. I'll give you an example. I'm pouring boiling hot water into a pot. Okay? And I'm pouring out of a huge, huge pot, which has in it 60 gallons of boiling hot water. All right? So after I put in 10 gallons of boiling hot water, I'll pull in a gallon of trefa soup. Here's the case. I have a gallon, I have 10 gallons of water in the pot right now. And the more coming in every second, without interruption. More comes in. In 1 minute, there'll be already 50 more gallons coming through. Meanwhile, I put a gallon's worth of trefa chicken soup into that pot. What's the name of the pot, though? You're the sheriff. I have 10 gallons of hot water there right now. I'm pouring it from a big pot. It takes me a minute to pour. Every second, another gallon comes out. So I have 1, 2, 3, 10. After 10 seconds, I have 10 gallons, and then someone throws in a pot of trefa soup on the other side. Meanwhile, I'm still pouring, and by the time the minute is up, it's both of the magician. What's in the pot? No, who wants to make this? What do you say there, Ollie?
Well, anyway,
How can it not be Asa? How can it not be Asa? Right now, there's 1 gallon of Trevor chicken soup and 10 gallons of boiling water. Come on! Come again? Oh, so the question will then be, later on, maybe we should say, it'll become butler b'shishin. But the question will become butler b'shishin, now that'll be the soup butler b'shishin. Will that be matter of the pot? That's not going to be matter of the pot, no? No? I mean, it's not... Different question, would he matter the pot? Yeah?
First of all, let's assume God has served. So why can't the other 50 gallons that go on and do Hagala make it...
That's the question, it's not hot enough.
Because they're dishwashers.
That's a different issue, don't mix the issues. I'm always on this issue. Why do you calculate butler b'shishin based on a minute? Based on... Yes, sir.
Maybe this should be the same as for my...
Oh, that's the question. Is that a valid analogy? In other words, we had before, the very beginning, if something falls into a drop of milk falls into a piece of meat, it's brother b'shishin. But it hits the first piece first, not brother in the first piece. So it's called Lashon Gemara, the Poskim. Sofol is pashit. Iran said, sofol is pashit. Maybe I'm interested in the same thing over here. Sofol is pashit. Not sofol is pashit. There's a natural law. There's a natural law that if you put your drop of milk onto meat, it's by definition sofol is pashit. Here, water's coming in. The system is set up by the machine, with the timer, with this, with that, and more water's going to come. Is that the same as sofol is pashit? What do you think of?
We don't know the exact
mechanics of the dishwasher. What do you know? I
think
a dishwasher works.
That's not a regular dishwasher.
Okay, good. But Moshe seems to say exactly the same svara by a regular dishwasher. You saw all the other children. So in your day, Chalik Beis.
Not with the minute.
No?
And the hundreds of
let's, 1 second. We may have to bring a dishwasher over here. Problem with dishwasher, they don't have, none of them have openings. You can't. I have a dishwasher in my house. But I can't see it. I don't know how it works. There's no window in the dishwasher. No? I mean, how do you... Maybe on the way in... class trip. No, it's no joke.
You have a bit of the shop, Howard Johnson.
That's what I think. How do you know?
I read the book.
You read the book? There's no collect. The water doesn't pile into the dishwasher. It spritzes. Okay. So I'm actually going to show you a chalic base. Again, of a dishwasher. Right like this. Dishwasher, bedvai dishwasher, and old bedvai dishwasher. Now. Yeah. The first one he writes have two separate racks. Why must they have two separate racks? Why? Why? You're afraid of a be'en that may be left on the rack. I will rinse it off. Well, forget to rinse it off. Forget to rinse it off. And we know whatever you're always afraid of, you'll forget. We learned that earlier. We're afraid of the guy, they won't look, they'll forget. Ah, but aren't you afraid, even with two racks, there's going to be some leftover on the wall in the dishwasher? Aha! On the wall in the dishwasher. That's an honest question. Can't answer yet. Wait. Right? Can't answer yet. To answer Ani, he says, if it happens, it's not touching it, and even if it is, then there, it's bottle of a shish. There's no... The dishes do not touch the walls of the dishwasher. That's a fact that I can tell by when you stack them. They don't touch the walls of the dishwasher. And if there's a little bit of the end stuck on the wall of the dishwasher, you don't have to worry about it. Why not? It's Batla B'shishin. Batla B'shishin. Here it is. 1 second. What did you say this? Here it is. Aval ma'ein locha shal ma'asha gamba defanos iko defomim eza be'en kevin she'ein no ger ba'kelim v'af mi'aviyu ma'ayim isham et ha'be'en hu yosem mi'habe pa'am shishim shalo shayach lesa. What yosem mi'habe pa'am shishim? What?
Ma'ayim is being maybe the end of the clay, so the ma'ayim that is maybe the end of the clay is ha'be pa'am shishim.
It doesn't mean to include a long period of time. Just that split second. I said, how do you compute? That's my question. How do you compute these things? If you're in a pot, that's how you compute. So what did he mean over here? I don't understand this commercial dishwasher. What happens in a commercial dishwasher? Here he explained kind of for a minute. I couldn't understand what he meant over here. What did he say?
On a conveyor belt, and the water is trickling down constantly.
Yeah.
The water keeps us going through
170
gallons a minute.
So 170 gallons a minute is impossible.
You'd have to have 3 gallons of tariff. The tariff that would be coming in is rated 3 gallons a minute.
3 gallons
a minute coming into the thing.
It's over 2 gallons of water for every
second. Every second is 33 gallons. Boom. So it's already piped up in the, even in a split second, it's already abandoned bubble. Ah, but to be Mitzarev time, the Chari can't be Mitzarev time.
No, you're just giving
this. So I got the facts right over here. The Chari would not be Mitzarev for a long period of time, no? It should be that split second. And I imagine that he assumes over here that in the walls, even the amount of bend in the walls, not much, because you don't find the dishwasher walls to be really dirty, would be but for the shishim. Someone told me a shot is the floor of the dishwasher, there's some, it gets full of dirt. I'm sorry? So isn't that a problem?
But
the water doesn't take that up? In other words, where's the water spritz out from?
Top?
Spinner. But is that stuff, that junk on the bottom, is that beneath the spinner or above? Oh, then it's okay. Then Donnie's right. It's like the sink. They'll never touch the dishes and it'll never, no, then you're okay.
It's like getting stuff stuck in
your... It's not a drainer, yeah. It's something you ruin the dishwasher also, besides the point. Just clean it out more often, for halachic reasons. Because then the water might rise up to the plate level. It'll still be cliché. But
those
it
times
should be avoided.
When you pull it open quickly, it clogs up the sink going back, so it should pull out. By the time it stops, it's going to heat.
Right. All right, so this is the story with the dishwasher. This is the dishwasher. So there's some poskim who say, so halacha ma'isa, I do what Ramesh says. I have in my house one dishwasher, either for milks or for fleshings. And I have two separate sets of racks.
How about the washing
between? I don't wash in between. I mean, is a post two racks? So some of my balabata said, Rabbi,
it doesn't
make any sense because you look at the cycle. It is washed in between. Simple. First it rinses once, get all the dirt out, then it rinses again, and then it stays in hot water and steam cycle. All these cycles have in effect does wash in between. No, not true. Absolutely not true. They're the dry dishes. No question about it. The steam cycle at the end? Doesn't clean anything, no? It's the waste of electricity, it's true. We put it in, we want it to be dry, yes?
Is there any difference between that for living dairy and Pesach?
Sure. Pesach could be much worse. Yeah. Because Pesach, we assume, is what? It's not Banat the Surah, not the Skam.
Yeah.
The basic hefty of the dishwasher is not banat. That's the basic hefty.
We're relying on the hatil.
Why not? You talk about the comments of the machab and the ramah. Yeah, it's not banat, banat. The one machmed is this kind of situation. He's asking not banat. The machab and the ramah are machmed, not banat.
Not every case.
Well, we don't find the fairish at the. Yeah. I do it. But there's a little technical problem that you should know about if you come to buy a dishwasher. First of all, there are two, you must have seen dishwashers. There are two, the top and the bottom rack. The bottom rack comes out very easily. Just slides right out. Amazing. Slides right out. So we bought another one of those. It cost $100 or something like that. We bought another $50. I don't remember anymore. We bought an extra rack with red paint. That's the middle of the one, you know, we separate the two. Fine, no problem. We pull them out. But the top rack doesn't come out at all. In order to get it out, you have to take a screwdriver. Yeah. No, no, it does not come out. Well, that's the more modern one. Mine does not come out. Yours comes out on it. Just pulls it right out? Really? I gotta try. I gotta try. It wasn't easy. You just hit the catch, it comes right out. Well, I'm glad. Oh, that's that kind of like a, that's the same. Okay. So what do I do? So the question is, I can't get it out. I thought I couldn't get it out. Oh, they don't put anything on the top.
Yeah. And the whole reason
they're
using the rack,
yeah,
on the rack, so what's the matter with the
rack? But I don't put addition on that rack.
Yeah, the
rack
will fall down.
But the alley button, if there's any better, it's probably be butt, right, it's like the walls.
You don't put anything in the wall. We do.
Why should you act in the first place? He asks. His butt will be just like that.
No, no, no.
He
touches it directly.
He touches directly. Right, right. So it's right. What I do sometimes when I get stuck with milchik is I put glasses on the top rack. Because we passed in the kolashon of glass, not away anything. So I put glass on the top. I won't put anything with glass. No, I don't want to take a chance with it. I always put glass on the top rack. That's all. Because I'm afraid there's some flesh could be left on the rack. I'm afraid I'll forget to. No, but the badness from the flesh you could time. I'm afraid, no, we don't, no, no, no. But now you tell me I can get it out easily, I'm going to try harder. I thought I had to be unscrewed or something, no? Another throw out on the top rack is I have the, this, I don't know what that's for even. Dishwasher have these little, have you see? A dishwasher rack, especially the top one, has these little pieces, little blue piece, you know, little piece which elevates the things off the, I don't know what it's there for even. It's a little bit elevated, a little bit off the rack. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Doesn't touch the rack. Little, like, shaped like this. Like
a
triangle.
The dishes. Yeah, you don't
have
to cut separate.
So the chor, that's not even, if it's elevated, that doesn't even touch the rack. Touch that piece. But the chor, what I could do really, the chor, is I can get separate those, and it can affect the same as separate racks as far as the top is concerned. I can do that. You know what I mean? Instead of getting, if I can't get the rack out, I can get separate elevators, if you will. Things elevate the things off, and it doesn't touch it. Again, I can get a new rack. I'm sorry? I have two silverware boxes too. Of course. Two silverware boxes. Milchus and fleshes. So I think it's mutter. Oh. What happens though if you move into an apartment or a house and the previous people weren't from, they weren't Jewish, and they have a dishwasher? Mama's trick. What's the difference? So Ramash, you have to wait for a year. Where does the year come from? Because the year is a famous Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi is based in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that if you wait a year, the taste becomes totally, I don't know, dried up, nothing. It's not just like Eina Ben Yomo with no son of Kam. After a year, it's just nothing, zero. Based in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. The one Avodah Zarah is talking about Yair Nesim. Some thoughts that the Chacham Tzvi is wrong. There's more about Bliyas Tzon and it's cold. But Bliyas Chamin, it wouldn't work. So, but Ramash is B'shatat Chak, you can rely on Makam Hefset. Dishwasher is still a hefset, no matter how rich you are, to buy $500 dishwashers is something. So, therefore, he's mad after a year to use a dishwasher.
$3
Some say it can be mad with
the
charis.
Is that washing two dishwashers in charis?
Right. Yeah, that's not. So, because three charis, some say it's enough to have three times a gola, it's good. Some say charis is enough to have once a gola. Sometimes Eina Ben Yom is mutter b'chlabak l'cheres, because it's b'di'evit. Eina Ben Yom at the Ben Yom, on l'chavchila. The balita holds away. I think it's balita. Somebody. L'cheres after 24 hours, mutter period. Because it can't be machshir. So b'tzir of all those sheetahs, it's 12 months, you can use it. What she says,
Shriya
Gola. Yes, sir.
The Mishnah that you said before, that
was
by comments.
Which one, as far as what's concerned?
Only we didn't tell us, but by you, we got traded.
Right.
Why
does
it say that by using the dishwasher
for comments, it's a different story, because the dishwasher is surabala. The mashub is surabala, you cannot catch it a porcelain.
So your dishwasher is porcelain?
Most dishwashers are porcelain.
the wall and everything.
Most dishwashers are porcelain. My dishwasher still happens to be stainless steel. I got it because I wanted to think in case it gets trafed, in case something is worth investing in $100, it's still supposed to be better for the...
Why the guy with the dishwasher stainless steel?
What? In kasher plastic too. So there. Sure. Plastic is like matzahs. So we pass it. Yeah. A Moshe passed it, there were a lot of it. In kasher plastic. Running through, yeah. Yeah, that's another reason I bought my, I made it steel. Because I want a kasher for Pesach. But I don't, it's pushing not kedai. Think about it for a second. It's not kedai to kasher for Pesach. Because you can't use it on the Shabbos anyway. 5 out of 8 days and you can't use it. So what if it doesn't pay? The Chalamari, the push doesn't pay to use it. It doesn't pay. And the racks and the hard.
And the kasher, yes,
what? How do you kasher it? Yeah, it becomes trade through Eru, you can kasher the Yassel Edison.
And Rosh, what do you do? It tends to be the year to be in bowls.
You put it through the highest cycle, that's all. Put it through the biggest cycle, that's good enough.
Again,
it's a hard cycle, man.
You said Shabbos clock.
It's a big problem with the Shabbos clock. Because if you use it on the Shabbos clock, it's grummer. Because the machine will not go on unless you close it on Shabbos. There's a safety valve. If you open the machine, the clock won't turn it on. So when you close it, you're causing it to go on later. Only way to get out of that is to paste down the button. When you paste down the button, you make a mistake and you're dead. And then the water, that's a big safety device. That's why I have it. So if you make a mistake, the water come out and kill somebody. Make sure not to make a mistake. But that's already, I don't want to start with that. I say, I'm a... Yeah. Well, Moshe is against all Shabbos clocks, anything. But if it puts that, it'll be okay. Yeah. You mean I did? The loose of the Shabbos, no, it's the loose of the Shabbos, not Shabbos thing.
Even the lights?
Even lights, well, they did in Europe, you can't stop it. But, yeah, but he's against that too. He's really against that too. Against all Shabbos,
period.
Yeah.
What happens if you're washing dishes and you suddenly find they're washing dishes and you suddenly find a melty fork?
Ah, good question. For tomorrow, let's start with that. You're washing the dishes in Fleshix and you suddenly find a melty fork. Don't do dishwashers, it could be in a regular sink as well. What should the body say? What do you say?
Call
them what the water mutter? Because in order to be asked, what does it have to have? It has to be Ben Yomo, it has to be Shuma, it has to be Klerishin, it has to be Allah Zachar, we hope for the best if something went wrong. That's what we usually do, we hope. It's better to cash anyway. But,
cash, you can just put under the sink.
The car is evil, right? So they put it in hot water. Probably, probably good. What did I miss the brew? That's a lot to put in boiling water anyway. The SSAs. Why not? Right. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow with the question of those who want to be more make a little bit much. I think they're right. Well, you can use the dishwashers like that. But that's tomorrow's sheet. Some of which we discussed in our shiurim also. Let's say this one is used for trade, mamish. You buy it, we'll take over the problem, they're used for trade. Why is dishwasher in the first place? After all, it came to a sink, Ramosha said, or what? Irui is not mafli to mafliya, or not nachan mafliya ki echad. So here should be exactly the same thing. That's a tshuva in the most recent volume. Boom, here it is. Someone asked in the shower. What's wrong? It's exactly the same as a sink. If you mount the sink, you mount the dishwasher. David, you started saying this 2 days ago. Whatever it was. This is the shower. Okay. He said like this. No. Not true. Why? He says, when it comes to a dishwasher, we should treat the entire shetach, as meshach hakiluach, nei ribui ha-mayim ha-bor me'ezah makomos. What does that mean? Straight, until like one constant continuum. Shem ken gam la'ashach, ma'afle ma'avliya, gam be'kelem, ki de'biyayati v'igras moshe, yodeh chelek alaf simen mem be'ed anav gimel, as we just saw yesterday. Those are much off to from the Shah. The Shah is the Shitasu and Simon Samach Ches, right? Samach Ches, something like that. When Samach Ches, he says that we treat this as an Irish and Nitzchak Hilua. That's what he said. The Mela, if it isn't actually in a dishwasher, it really isn't Nitzchak Hilua. And therefore, for the Shah, it would be awesome. Therefore, Allah from the Meister of Moshe Paskins that you cannot use a dishwasher immediately. That's the difference. What's the Matthias? I mean, the Matthias, right? What am I supposed to be in? I mean, I never saw an open dishwasher. I don't know. No. What's trying to sink? What does Shach say? Shach said it bounces off. How did it go? It bounces from here onto here. So even though it's one, even though the stream itself is not really broken, sort of one continuum, if it bounces from here and rebounds onto here, so the Shach can see that to be Nisqa Kiluach. Right? So what happens if it's in a dishwasher? How can it be possibly different in a dishwasher? What am I sure right over here? One big... What's the Russian? Efshe kol ha-shetach hu meshach ha-kiluach
ma'ibri
ha-mayim.
The way they set up, all the water should hit all the dishes. Not directly. That's the way they set up the dishwasher. And that would be much better. Water goes directly from the water comes out, directly onto the dishes. That's how they set it. That's how they make whatever they have in the bottom or the sides. However the racks are set up so that the water should hit the place directly.
It's good. Wait, excuse me 1 second. What's tray for the dishwasher? It's presumably change the racks. You go into a house, change, put in new racks. So what are you only worried about? Be aware of the walls. So how is the wall? How are the walls being trapped directly? How? No, it's trapped dishwasher. Buy a house. Dishwasher is trapped mamish. Well, what's wrong? What do you mean trapped? How did it become trapped? The kiluach of the mayim brought the shamnunis to the tfanos. The sprit of the water brought the grease to the walls of the dishwasher. But isn't that considered an iwish iska kiluach? In which case, what's it then? It may be mavliya, but not mavliya. So when you use it against the kosher, it would not be mavliya from the wall and mavliya into the dishes. So what's wrong? I don't know what the answer is. What does it say? What do you mean it's like one big space? Ah, you read it? What does it mean? A different question. Water pools in the problem is a different question. Well, that's not what he's discussing. He's discussing the spritz.
When the top dishwasher is mounted from the walls of the dishwasher, where does it go? It falls down.
It can't be mounted because it's into, if the water goes only on an angle, such a water cannot be mounted in a mavliya.
You have two different streams of water.
No, not mavliya. I didn't say mavliya. It's mavliya.
Water from the bottom going up and not going down.
Let's look at it. I'm a little bit confused what Amash is answering here exactly. What's the who knows what he's saying here? No?
I
read it again. So the Rav wrote to him and said, listen, it's not Maplin Mavliya Ki Echad. Right? So he said like this. He says back, no. We don't say it's the question of Maplin Mavliya Ki Echad. Why? Because by a dishwasher, Esher Kol HaShetach Hu Meshach HaKiluach Nei Ribu Yamayim Abon Ne'ezim Mekomos. V'yesh madicha kelim sh'keilu sh'mezalet mamesh al kol ha-shetach sh'imkein afash gam ma'ashach ma'afudam avdiya gam be'kelim k'de b'yad v'yigur smash. In other words, there's no bounce, it's just like one
like one, actually,
all the water diverts.
Tremendous stream of water. It's not like it bounces off one and goes to another. It just, I don't know where to draw the line. I'm using my hands. So, sound effect. I don't know where to draw the line exactly. I guess there's so much water that you can't consider that it's bouncing off one to the other. It's just one big stream. That's what Ramesh is saying. All right. I don't know. I never saw how it works. Yes?
I think it means that it's all the kelim and the dishwasher and all things are all connected. So it's the kelim itself that causes it. It's like a sink, not like two kelim, one switch, one milk, I think, for water, so it all becomes less.
That's what Ramesh, remember, I didn't understand either. Thank you, Shemto. I didn't understand either. We remember discussed last week. But Ramesh said that if you have two kelim together, how can the Shach Aser, according to the Chiddush, he said in Samaches, well, Ramesh said it's considered like one, I think you remember what he said, so whatever the Lashon, it's like one big stream. You're reading from the Chalak Aleph, where he talks about where it's pulling both of them together. What's the read the line before that, though? Yeah, again, it's, he has some kind of thing of the Shedach HaKiluach. And apparently, I'm right, that a lot of water comes on one big thing, it's considered all one unit. That's what he says over here, too. The Kiddush, though. It's the heart of the... If Ramesh himself agrees that Shasat Chak can be made based on the original, on his Shoel. Let's say for Bala Tshuva, they want to become Frum, they have a dishwasher. They can be made for them, they can use the dishwasher right away. Just kashrut it, get new racks and screen it through and use it. Another Svar is the Hak, which is the soap. So with the soap? Soap, so it's probably, it's a good Svar.
Well, I don't understand how it could be, I mean, the Shach and the Paz just don't agree with that.
That's a Pella. Come to that in a minute. Yes, Steve. Any question?
You know, I'll talk more about the
two-place touch, and the ship,
water
from the boat, that set of the floor. Yeah, I don't understand, but it has to bounce from one to the other. I guess you're right. I don't understand this. I don't understand. It's my lack of understanding of Ramesh is the Shritasi. I don't understand. He's saying the same thing twice.
Yeah.
Times a lot of water is treated as one big unit. That's apparently what he's saying in both places.
It seems to me that it's the Kalim itself which in turn of the Khamenei.
Yeah, but the Shach said the Chiddush of the Shach was that if it bounces from here to here, it's considered the Nisukah Kiluach.
That's different from the water itself.
No.
The water doesn't. When the water bounces, it's considered the Kiluach. And there's sometimes a sin that the original place is Usher, makes the Shetah, this area Usher, which makes the whole Shetah.
I gotta think about it some more. Gotta think about it some more. Okay. This is as far as Simon Chav Ches is concerned. Now, but let me go further. If you look in Simon Chavtes, someone else has him something. That this is his son, Rav David. I thought that was also right. I thought all the Sholem were right by dishwasher. Rav David Feinstein Shalita says, Tata, I don't understand what you're talking about. Why are you telling me you have to wait a full year to cash the dishwasher? You can cash it after 24 hours. You don't have to cash it, you can use it after 24 hours. How could that be? Why can't you use a tray for pot after 24 hours? Zera Eino Ben Yomo Otu Ben Yomo. If you look in the poskim, it takes it in from a tour, but it really comes from the Rosh and Pesachim. Call me Pesachim. The Rosh and Pesachim says that this Zera of Eino Ben Yomo Otu Ben Yomo was only said by the Klisha Mevashlimbo, by the thing which you cook in. Then they made Zera Eino Ben Yomo Otu Ben Yomo. But if it's not the clear that you were using it for cooking, then it's made xera. How do you see? There's a taz, of course, in Kuf Chafal Skon Beis. The gelada, if you kasha kalim in a tray for pot, Shein Ben Yomo. That's of course the taz, of course the Torah, I think it's kasha in this rush, in Pesachim. All the klisha mevashnabo is xera in a Ben Yomo, Ben Yomo. You don't cook in a dishwasher. So you could kasha in a dishwasher. You took a tray for dishwasher. Right? Mom is trained, wasn't used for 24 hours, and you fill it up with boiling hot water, you can kasher in there, so why can't you wash dishes in there? So chpilei ploim, so you have to go. So Ramesh writes back, no. That is a difference. Why? Because kashering, you're doing it for halachic reasons. Dishwashing is for your personal reasons. And what the Gemara, what the Rosh meant was, that if it's for your own personal reasons, they made xerish, eina ben yomo, ota ben yomo. If it's for halachic reasons, then they made xerish, eina ben yomo, ota ben yomo. Therefore, it's not a function of klisha mevashnabo versus klisha ein mevashnabo. It's a function of hagala versus everything else. All the klisha magilinbo. That's what how the Rav Moshe taiched up the Rosh and the Torah and the Taz, and basically that came out of the Chumrah. Not such a posh to taich. I mean, one could argue on this. I don't hear you. No. But no. When you wash a dish in a dishwasher, it's for your own reason, because you want to use the dish to be clean. When you kasher it, kashering is considered to be a halachic process. True, for my own reason, I can be able to use the dish. But it's not a run-of-the-mill daily thing I will do for myself. It's kashering. It's a separate event. You're not going to make a gzera in that case, otu ben yomo. But the dishwasher is a normal daily use. Yes, Rob.
If you do it twice, then the second one would be Hagol, and then for Moshe would say it's Usher. But then the second time you do it, Moshe would be Matzik, and that's not even Hagol to him.
No, I don't think you'd agree, but maybe. Yes? Right, because it's not a personal daily thing, it's a special halakhic. Right, because they're kashering. It's a halachic process. You're involved. You have to shower by a rav. Dishwasher, you don't want the woman wash dishes. Dishwasher doesn't have to buy a rav and shower. How do you wash dishes? What does the rav know about washing dishes? But a kashering, she has to shower. That's why I mentioned Pesach L'chumrah. That's why you only mat there under ordinary conditions there for 12 months. What about the soap business? The mechab, I mean, how can you argue with Amitzius? The mechab says that soap is poge. Who's going to argue with the mechab? Yerah Lee, Tim Sadi Hesef Dalit. Shem Nostu Efe B'mayim Chame Shem B'yorah Kodma Shenichu Akdeva Shem B'socha Af Al Pisha Shum Adomik Ben Mutter They are Efe who knows in town of God. So the Shach says, no, it's not true. What do you mean it's not true? Well, it can't be true. Why can't it be true? It's because Din Zelo Din Zelo Shem Posek V'lo Shem Echel Me'akronim Yizkiru The Gamma Beis Yoyik V'lo Yizkiru The Adar Mashmi Divrei A poskim the ain shim takon al hagel kli ben yomo im lo sheyesh b'mayim shishim keneged a kli. That's wild. I don't know. The shach denies there's any substance in the world that's pogam. So they plan. You say soap is not pogam. So find something which is pogam. That'll be a takon. That means no takon. There's nothing in the world that's pogam. I can't just say it. Shach's a pella. No, I can't tell you this. Till they plan. Nachman would say, what kind of cash is this? There must be something program in the world. No?
Every time you do your dishwasher, you wash the plates afterwards.
One second. So the Achronim talk about a distinction between whether it was soap came first, soap came last, but... Doesn't say that, though.
It says
the Rav Posek, the ancient Takana. There's nothing... I didn't get the impression from the Shach at all.
Why does it tell the Posek? I mean, Butcher.
Right. But here, you ruin the taste, and then automatically the next person water cleans it off again. So, I mean, when you get it out of your dishwasher, it's completely clean, and you'll eat from it. You won't say it's the gum, and then you gotta fix it up.
All right, but let me ask you another question.
All the shach seems to be saying that we don't rely on the soap to be pogim the tav. So if you have tray for food and soap, the soap is not pogim the tav. What if you have only soap, and the soap is tray? So it's made from lard. What does the Shach say about that? Say anything? Shach says nothing about that. The Chorash should certainly be mutter. Now what could be bad about that? The Tazasis. Says the Tazasis of Kodin Tazvav, post the Mechaber, well if he's there, in Israel, Nafal HaBorah Shekohen Zayf. What's Zayf? Zop, Zayf. Also, Michael, Torah Tavshel, Shari Haboris, Yeshbo, Efesh, also Michael. says the Shach is Tazvat Tzarech Iyan Arazu. It's wrong, he says. It's wrong. The Taz needs to go ahead and say that if soap falls into something, then what? Treif. Not only that the soap prevents the now is it the Taz that the Shach of the soap does not render the meat in the town of Gam, but the Taz says the soap itself has. Sorry?
Taz don't come up with you have the soap has
Kalev
plus it has
Afer.
The
Kalev
itself is not
Nosotam Tam,
so it's mixed with the
Afer.
Mashain
Kane,
the whole
of
the soap
there
now, even if it's made from
Tarif,
the Tarif itself is Nosotam
Tam. Wait a minute.
And
you're saying
the
Taz's case, the soap was not
Nosotam
Tam itself?
Mixed together
with
the Afer.
No, the soap is
made from
Kalev
and
the Afer. Shreya, Shreya Boris, Yeshko, Afer, Shosos, Micha. The Kalev Tak is delicious. It's the Afer that ruins it. The David says, our soaps nowadays, what are our soaps nowadays? I mean, I know that the net result is terrible, but maybe there's one product there that wouldn't be terrible? What? Not so terrible?
No one would eat it if they put things in it.
No one would eat it. I mean, that's what it means. It's not really the gear. No one would eat it. You don't want to eat soap? Huh? I'll tell you why it's halacha l'maaseh. It's halacha l'maaseh. I got into big trouble over this issue. What? No. Ain't a benyamah. The benyamah was only stated in something which is intrinsically tastes good. After 24 hours, it tastes rotten. They made a gzera that don't use it. After 50 hours, you may come to use it after 5 hours. But if it intrinsically stinks. No, it is a benyamah. But the fact that the soap was put in there before the dishes, so the soap ruins all the water. All the taste that goes into the water is terrible from the beginning. And therefore it's okay. It's called Pagume Koro. You see, why the Xera ended beyond Mount Benyamo? Did I discuss it once? Because it started off the Shvach, and it turns out now the Pagum they made Xera. It's Pagume Koro. It was in the very first moment that anything got into the water, it was terrible. How did I get into trouble? Every year, there's a local day school in the community which usually they ask me to speak there before Pesach. You know, what they call a workshop. Fine. So I, of course, say yes. And I go every year and they ask me about various questions. One year was a big crisis. One year, OU took off its hashkach on Brillo. Scandal, crisis. All hashkach. So they said to me, Rabbi, I mean, what am I going to do? After using for the last 5 years, I've been using Brillo, and 10 years, 20 years, Brillo. So you and I, you took off the Brillo, what am I going to do? Sigh. I didn't use any soap pits. Without an OU? Said, yeah, all you said was without an OU. It was a revolution. These weren't people from my shul. These people went and told their rabbis, who was this radical reform rabbi who let them use soap pads without OU? A Pesach yet. Crazy. So, I mean, and the rabbi came back and speak to me. You know, Mr. X told me that this Ramat there's soap pads on OU. I said, yes. I said, but is there any problem? I don't see any problem.
Why is it
problem? But Moshe's making.
What
about Uber Bobby? There are Machmir, of course, though.
Didn't Moshe say that the problem that might be
that's a different story, but I'm talking now as far as